episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so much fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm certainly fond of you. Boop, boop, ba-doop. You're listening to Rick and Roro.
Thank you very much. That was Ernie from the Sesame Street. What an amazing guest, a lot of intro guests we have on the Rick and Rollo show. Episode number 52, can you believe it? 52 episodes of Rick and Rollo. And this is the 26th of October 2025. Rollo, are you in the room?
Yeah, I am. And it's a Sunday. Why is it a Sunday, Rick?
I think we've lost 24 hours of our lives somehow.
Someone, Ernie Erdebert went to a party last night.
He did. Dressed as a Mick. I've always used to say that if you're going to go out and say, I'm going to have a quiet night, you'll end up with a sombrero on in a Russian strip joint full of Russian women or whatever, which has happened before to me, I can tell you right now. But this time I went to the party with the sombrero on first. This is what you do. Don't end with a sombrero on. Go to the party with a sombrero on. And it was, wow. You know, can you believe it was a friend's 70th? And this guy, I'm telling you, this guy is the ultimate and hardcore party. This guy, a quiet night out for him back in the day. And I'm talking about, he was well over 40 when I met him. He was about 40 when I met him, actually. So I've been to his 40th, 50th, 60th. Didn't go to his 60th, but went to his 70th last night. Still carrying on. Health issues, clots. Where would he got them from? Clots?
Did you ask him if he got
it? I know. He would have got it. He's a science person. He was a science teacher. Can you believe it? Science teacher. Great party, though. Caught up lots of old friends. And I'm talking about friends that I've met over here I've been here 40 years this year. And one guy last night, another fellow Kiwi, great guy. I said, you know what, Al? This is our 39th year of knowing each other. And it was. And he's a great guy, fantastic guy. Everyone's good though. Everyone looked good. But, you know, you hear the stories though, you know, cancer and clots. And a terrible story I heard of a young person, a son of some friends that had a cancer and testicular cancer, and then it had spread into his kidneys and they had to do a massive operation. He's all right now, But oh my God, you know, and a young guy, you know, only in his 20s, terrible story. Where would this be happening? Yeah. Why is these?
That's true, but the thing I'm more jealous about is like the fact that I'm 56 and all my friends like
are getting married.
They've all gone. They've all gone overseas. Like, and I don't have what you just told
me.
Then.
No, they all travel and carry on. Not all of them, but most of them are big travelers.
They all came back to one 70-year-old party last night. So I'm so.
That was good. Again, there was a lot. I'm talking about.
Glad they're still alive. So many of my friends are.
Most of my friends are still alive, but I will have to say this. There's a few people I knew that went, well, one in particular that's not there because guess what? He's had clots and he's too scared to go out because he just had one. A clot went near his heart, apparently. How old's he? Same age as, exact same age as you. He started getting clots a few years ago. Say that again. Mm. I'll repeat myself. Mm. A few years ago, he started.
Years ago.
And he wasn't there because he thought, this was the kind of party where there was going to be, let's just say, marching powder and dancing accoutrements. Lots of them, you know. And I don't know if there were, I never saw any, but what I did is the backdoor trick. I just waited till I drank beer and lots of it. Mm. And I just snuck out the front door and went home, walked home and drove home this morning from the winter is Sydney to here.
Sydney, yes. And now you're back in Port. I'm back. Now, near Port. Now, let me ask you, that's the first thing I saw this morning. Now,
it's a little dull.
I do wear a beanie.
I'm not
that short.
Rollo, after a big night out and a few falls, it looks just like you. Where I stayed last night.
I want to buy the Rollo Dolo. Where can I buy it?
Apparently, I don't know. Well, it says Anko on it, which means it's from, I would say it was an Easter toy from Kmart. So Kmart sells the Rollo Dolo. It
does look a little like me.
With a long grey beard, a long grey beard.
Yeah.
And Rollo, the last time I've seen you, I'm sorry to say, you look like the Rollo Dolo.
Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Ronnie James Dio. Now, do you remember him, Ronnie James Dio?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Well, he was doing his garden work. And he had garden gnomes, and accidentally he had a really heavy garden gnome, not like Rollo Dolo. He actually cut his thumb off.
He cut his Ronnie James Dio.
Ronnie, look it up. You think I'm bullshitting, don't you?
No, I don't.
I love Ronnie James Dio. I've always loved him, and he cut his thumb, and they managed to. It's a bit like Peter O'Toole. They managed to sew it back on.
So Ronnie James Dio, who himself was being his first band was Elf.
He died way back in 2010. But he
but everyone used
he was
to joke
just
that
doing
he was
some
a,
garden.
A
he was just and doing some garden work with his garden gnomes and cut his thumb off. I mean, that's why. Why do I find that hilarious? Because if I was weed whacking today, almost weed whacked a fucking toe off mine because I'd had a few
drinks. What were you wearing?
I was wearing thongs.
You idiot.
I'm an idiot. Yes, I should be wearing, apparently. What's her name? Brie Larson, the famous actress, the one that played, I think it was, did Brie Larson play in the
Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel, that's right.
Yeah.
She got her foot got messed up with her father. Ran over a foot or something with the lawnmower.
I was thinking
when she was the baby. Yeah, go.
I was thinking because I just of course I have to mow my when I got home I have to mow my lawns.
Oh yeah, you've got to do that
because I cannot. I'm sorry, I cannot live
every blade of grass.
Yeah, evenly done. Everyone, I can look at them right now. Yeah, I'm very happy.
My Ryobi whippersnapper. I swear. Yeah, that's not a
dangerous one. I know that they can hurt you, but that one wouldn't cut
you. The guy that redid my Ryobi, he said, "This is the best fucking machine I've ever seen in my life. It's like a $500 whippersnapper."
Is it battery?
Yeah, no, I've only ever used it twice back in the day.
Is it battery? No, your one's a pull.
No, mine's fucking two-stroke. You got to put the two-stroke. You got to put 1 mil of two-stroke oil in per 5 liters of.
I just guesstimate.
And you tap it on the ground. It'll make the string come out.
Yes, it's
perfect. And he said. Listen, Rick. He said, "I could only dream of owning a whippersnapper like that."
I wish you'd given it to me when you were drunk one night. That would have been handy for me. I'd love one then.
You're in the back. Remember that night? You were sleeping with that whippersnapper that night. Yeah.
Not literally. Not in the biblical way. I didn't know the whippersnapper in the biblical way. No. But I
was
the whippersnappers. I'll say that. Anyway, yeah. Rollo, more to the point, my disastrous week, we have to talk about that.
Tell me about your disastrous week.
Sahara,
yes.
We've docked Sahara. She might start getting harassed on the internet now. Sahara, I noticed on Sunday, I'd put some food out for her and she turned her nose up at it, and she never turns her nose up at food unless it's from Thailand, which a lot of the cat foods are, and they will say refuse to eat them, but that's another story. And I thought that's a bit odd. And then I noticed that she was a bit, you know, unusual. And the next morning, she went to jump off the couch where she was sleeping, and she kind of crashed a bit. And I thought, I should have known straight away there's a problem, but I didn't. Anyway, I was in my head that there's something not quite right. And I thought, instead of going to the gym after work, I came straight home. And I found her, I called her a few times because she's normally always waiting to come and get fed. I looked over and there she was sitting under a bush in the front yard with her tongue slightly sticking out of her mouth. And I thought, I've never seen her do that before. And I went up to her and I tried to move her, and she tried to move and she could hardly move her back legs. They were paralyzed. Guess what? That means a tick. The paralysis ticks, which are absolutely rampant this year. If you own a dog or a cat or a rabbit, or whatever, you got to get them treated big time this year with a high level anti-tick medication. Anyway, so I put her in my bedroom and I rang my daughter up and she said it'll be a tick. And I went and I looked in her, I was going searching for one. I thought I found one in her ear and I started trying to pull it out. And unfortunately for her and me, it wasn't a tick. So I was probably causing her a lot of pain. Anyway, the vet, of course, this happened at 5:30 at night when the vets are shut, but I rang the after-hours number, and then all of a sudden the vet rang. The vet said, "Can you bring her in now, immediately?" And I threw her in the van nicely, and I drove to the vet, and she got my daughter met it, and my son and her boyfriend met me there at the same time because she was rushing over. And the vet said, "Look, we're going to have to inject her with the stuff, and it's made the antitoxin stuff is made from dog blood, and some cats could have an allergic reaction to that." And I said, "Well, you're just going to have to go ahead and do it." And $600 deposit immediately. Left her overnight, and next day I rang, because this caused a lot of stress to my children, well, particularly in one child, my son, he's very upset. Because it's their family, one of their last family pets, because we've lost two in the last year. Anyway, at the end of the day, she's all good. The antitoxin that they inject them with, it worked, and she's now...
Hooray! I mean,
she's not allowed to go outside for 2 weeks, yeah. Even though I did let her outside today, and she came back in again, which was good.
I'm saying that's so much fun because... Rosie had to have a bloody uterus.
Vagina removed.
Uterus cut out. What's it called? A hysterectomy.
Yep.
And mine costs a little bit more than yours.
$1,000. Yours cost $1,000 more than mine.
$2,200.
Mine was $1,200.
To get its.
Because it's after hour, and she was hospitalised for four days. Mm. Yeah, 4 days. And it was an after hours call out, which is $400 on top of a bill. So it would normally have cost me $800 or something like that. But anyway,
what do you do for your pet? I mean, that's it. It's not like a goldfish. It's not like a goldfish when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Where you can just
some people would spend. See, I know that, but some people, and I had two goldfish, I had three or four, and I lost all of them thanks to either a bird or a cat or a lizard. I reckon a lizard more likely. But yeah, I wouldn't.
Oh,
have
that's
paid,
right. In your pool in the front of your place.
Yeah, front of my house.
Yeah, they came and took them. Yeah.
Be a blue tongue or something big. A big lizard got it, I think.
Yeah.
Or a kookaburra. Yeah. Anyway, that was my drama week. And I broke a tooth, which I got fixed kind of temporarily, but that only cost me $400.
That's right. Yeah. You busted. How did you bust your tooth?
Eating German baked sourdough bread.
Oh, my God.
Can I just mute for a sec?
Yep.
I'm just going to mute for one sec. Bye. I'll be back.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
I gave you
reception
in your shed. All right, man. Thank you. Rollo, I'm back. Sorry.
Hey, you just missed a break.
I've got friends come to see me, and every time it's on a Sunday. But normally I'm talking to Dave, or not now, but earlier.
Mm.
But I feel like, because I'm so antisocial to real people, I'm really good to talk to people online, as we know. I've got now I'm gonna have to go around and see them though tomorrow to catch up with them because I feel like I can't. When people come up,
you're never a cunt. You are a cunt. I mean, come on, there's not fucking let's call a spade. Okay, so today, back to today. Yeah, my week. I was just watching Toronto, from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada, fakeologist.com would have been so happy yesterday.
Does he follow
They beat the LA Dodgers 11-4. And then again, today I had so much fun watching the LA Dodgers beat, Toronto, 5-2, I think it was 5-2. I was a little bit distracted because I was really getting used to my, Ryobi, whippersnipper.
Hey, I'm glad you're addicted to whippersnipper.
Yeah. So I was down there. I was down there. I was, and then Plus
you're house proud. You're now house proud.
Not my house. Do you know what I consider my house? It's like, do you know those little? Have you ever been to caravan sites where I consider like a little caravan, like one of those units, like a top shelf unit.
It kind of is about the same size as some of them because we have them here. They're called demountable portable houses in a caravan park, you can buy them for about 180,000.
Yeah,
or about around.
Well, I paid 775,000. Yeah,
it's a bit different.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And yours is beautiful.
But I love it here. Yeah. Mm. I love it here. I've got all the goddamn, what's it? Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and all of that. But what I've got is talking to you. We've already done the Lawn Perfect thing. I listened to all the stuff we talk about in the past. But the John Candy, now, there are people. What did you open? Okay, let's do what's in your hand.
Four Pines Brewing, a Japanese-style lager.
All right.
$48 for a carton, but there's only 18 of them, so you miss out on the other six. But yeah, no, they're fantastic. My new favorite beer.
Awesome. I bet you're gonna have a really good night on that. Now mine,
well, I can't have too much.
I've gonna be up early. You gotta get up early. All right. Yeah. I've got it's called a James Bay Premium Lager.
Nice.
In that hand. And the other hand, I've got a
bottle of vodka.
It's a bottle of vodka with, now it's lime and soda. It doesn't have any that Red Bull. That Red Bull has been messing with me and it doesn't work anymore. See, it makes me blur a bit. All right. So let's go to the, yeah. Okay. What have I written? No, I've just got my notebook here. It just says, in the baseball today, right? Bobichet. Okay. This means probably nothing to you, but Bobichet played with Dante Bichette, and this means nothing to you. But the funny part is like on the ESPN, When the players come out, they play that dun 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 Iron Man, you know it straight away. It is so friggin' awesome to, you know, because he died the other day, Ozzy Osbourne. I loved it. And the Ronnie James, and they're playing Ronnie James there. It was just so much fun.
I don't think Ronnie James Iron Man, or did he? He could have done.
No, Ronnie James Dio, actually, if you look it up, he was Black Sabbath's lead singer for a bit there.
What do you mean a bit? He was there. He replaced Ozzy Osbourne for about six albums or whatever.
You know it.
Or at least four albums. And you know, we're speaking of garden names before, and Dio. It's an interesting.
I'm a garden name. I may as well be a garden fucking name.
Well, I think the Rollo garden name would make a great, because you do look like a name now.
Rollo Dolo.
Yeah. But if someone said, "What's he look like?" I'd say he looks like a garden name because he has a pointy beanie on. He's got a long, long beard and moustache and a little pair of glasses. He looks like he could easily be the eighth dwarf, Drunko. Drunko. Yeah. Happy, sleepy.
There were seven dwarfs. The eighth one was that what's the greatest joke ever? Like, Lumpy. It was Lumpy. But unfortunately, he died of cancer. Remember that.
So what was it? Four emotions, two something.
Oh, there we go. So can you name them all? Can you name them all?
Yeah. Sleepy, bashful. Sleepy, happy, bashful, doc, grumpy, dopey. Like, you could be dopey as well. More in the drug, more of the drug reference, dopey. bashful, doc, grumpy. Is it grumpy?
See, you're not doing it in a professional way. Here you go. Listen. Ready? Okay. Two S's, two D's, three emotions. Okay. Two S's, sleepy, sneezy.
Sneezy.
Two D's. Dopey, doc. Ready?
Yes.
Fucked off. Pissed off and angry.
You know, it's
I know exactly how to do it because I used to run trivia.
It's called,
but yeah, it's two S's, two D's, three emotions.
No, it's not called. You've used another one. You say two emotions, two somethings, and two something else's.
No,
or three.
No.
You sure?
No. No, I'm a professional. When I run trivia, I know how to do it, man.
You could be the eighth. The name is Groggy.
You're a tall dwarf. Great New Zealand band.
The Tall Dwarves. Anyone into independent music?
Never heard.
Tall Dwarves. Oh, man, enough, right?
Let's see if Velo can
play. No, he's not in the room. No. Rollo. He's not in the room.
Well, he did play last week that fucking wonderful song, 2000 Man.
But he injected
into the I listened back to it and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Yeah. Because my vinyl of Kiss Dynasty was lovely to me. And I took that into the, you know, 2 Bob FM
106 point something or other.
Yeah. Back in the day.
You're not coming outside. The cat's trying to.
Are you talking about Clara? Yeah,
she wants to go outside, and I'm not. She's not allowed to go outside. It's because she can't because of the tick paralysis. She can't run as fast as she did before, and if a dog chases her, she's done for. So she has to build her muscles up. I'm doing cat physio. Has anyone heard of a cat physio exercise? I am creating them right now. What I'm doing is I'm picking her up on her back. I pick her up from her front legs and let her balance on her back legs to try and get the muscle memory back again. And I think so far successful because she jumped up onto my bed this afternoon and went to sleep under the fan.
That's lovely.
And she couldn't do that when I brought her home from hospital. You're not going outside? No, you're not. She's staring at me like, I want to go outside.
It's like when Rosie wants to go down to the house.
No. You can't.
I won't let her under the house.
It's called Advantage. I think that's the name, the Australian way of saying it. Advantage. And it's a 3-month tick, anti tick. I think it's a thing.
But I'm not a huge fan of the, call it? Big pharma. Yeah,
this is the cost that they explained to me. If you had a dog that came in and it needed, you know, 23,
I know what you're saying.
$3,000 on average for a dog to be treated after it's been bitten by a tick, paralysis tick. I'll just mention this, for people out there that don't believe in ticks, these things kill more animals. Then it's they've had hot dinners, unless they've somehow built up an immunity to them, like Theo that just turned up before and I had to mute. He was saying his cat gets them all the time and he pulls them off. But, you know, like you have to, it's a great technique. It's very hard to do, but I have done it before. But yeah. These things are bigger, meaner and whatever than normal because of all the rain we've had. And that now it's hot. You know, it was 29 degrees today. It was 30,
so hot.
It was 39 degrees in the winter in Sydney on Tuesday.
Now explain what's 39 degrees for our American friends in Fahrenheit.
I don't give a fuck. That's what, all I know is that 39 degrees is really hot.
It's hot. It is.
And we're rolling.
I've got a thermometer under my house.
Yeah,
and I've got a little thermometer and I put it under my house. And do you know what it's under there? It's like 18 degrees.
That's
Celsius. Nice.
Well, that's why they want to get. That's why the dog wants to go underneath.
That's why my dog absolutely, she absolutely loves it under there. And
the same with my cat. The cat wants to go under there all the time as well because it's cooler, it's darker, and they feel more comfortable. And she also likes to go.
But I
let her out today.
There's fuckloads of lizards. These lizards. We've got these little gates on the back balcony.
Skinks, that's what we call
them. Yeah, skinks. Well, but they're not skinks, but they're skinks by 1,000. They're real lizards. They're massive, and she'll sit there and bark with the little
and chase them.
The little gate that Christy bought me, a gate from the front and back. So we allow the a breeze to come through when it's really warm, and
you've got to get Rosie to the vet and get her shaved and trimmed. This summer's going to be really hot.
Christy had already shaved her butthole,
shaved the whole body. I'm talking about.
I'll tell you the funniest. The funniest shaving story was when she was really woolly and she didn't have one comb. There was no comb on the shaver and she just did it on a back and she just went a big grind right down her back. And it was like a runway strip.
My pussy just escaped at the front back door. Never mind. She just barged through the back door and ran out.
She hit your tin can pile.
that was me. But I think she just wants to.
She did a landing pad on Rosie's back. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
But I know, Rollo, but what I'm saying, she should do a bigger one. A bigger one.
Yeah.
You should do it. Not a full Brazilian. Rosie should get a full Brazilian.
All right, if we're going to talk Brazilian. Now, what was that pink thing were we talking about last week? Where actors put little things over their private parts if they're not going to.
American.
American, that's it.
A pussy wig.
It's hilarious. That's one of those bored panda things.
I'm a sucker for those kind of things because you know what it is, it's light entertainment and it keeps you, but you know, as long as you don't get that information all the time. That's why I put it on to Rick and Rollo on the balcony, whatever, because it's like light entertainment. It's not heavyweight conspiracy.
It's so good.
And today I shared one about star. It had 31 stars without makeup or in poor lighting, whatever, like that's showing great. What they really look like. And I love that because you know what? It shows you that the stars that you think are these special people. Mm. Not only do they look like you, in a lot of cases, they actually look worse than you do, you know, without makeup. And so children should be encouraged, like I'm talking about teenagers and younger, should they say, this is what Madonna really looks like, or this is what Christina Aguilera really looks like. Not this person.
Or Christina Applegate, or...
I reckon that she looked...
Yeah, here we go.
Some of the photos, like Megan Fox's one, to me, she's wearing makeup. I'm telling you, that girl is not plain. There's a picture of her with makeup and without.
What happened to the good looking boy that I friggin' loved? That movie. Well, I'm a bit of a homosexual, but I like him. The fella that was in that wonderful movie. What was it called? The Hangover. Now, he was a very good-looking...
No, I don't like... He's shifty as fuck, that one. And we'll talk about that movie, actually. You're talking about...
I love the movie. Yeah. The first one, not
Yeah, but we're talking about the lead star of The Hangover.
His name's Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
He is absolutely gorgeous.
People are comparing him to looking like, what does it say? He's looking more like,
I think he's someone had, looks,
it, he's had work. Work. Yeah. He has had work. Yeah.
Why?
He's had work.
Why? Why look, would he look, do
Rollo,
that?
Rollo, if you were, I'm going to bring this up. This whole thing about 4K OLED TV screens and stuff. If you're a star, right, say Rollo was a movie star, and you were looking at what you look like now.
I only wish, right. But there you go.
No. But if you were looking at what you look like when you were, you know, the Robert Downey Jr. lookalike back when you were younger.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
he was.
You're listening to...
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 52, on the 26th of October 2025. And back to our host, Rick and Rollo. Thank you very much. Yeah. Who was that, man?
We're talking about our betters. Now, our betters are people like Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper looks like a normal bloke, right? But he's appeared in a lot of very suspicious films, none more suspicious. I'll say these two. That one he played American Sniper, what a bunch of... That shows to me the American military...
Not a huge fan. No,
a terrible film. I think Clint Eastwood had something to do with that, or was it? I'm not sure. But anyway, I think he did.
I think he produced and directed it. Yeah.
Okay. Bradley Cooper plays an alleged hero that shot a whole lot of people in, innocent goat herders in Afghanistan and Iraq that were doing nothing wrong. From the safety, dressed up as a shrubbery about a mile away from any action, that, to me, that is the lowest. Next to a bomber pilot that flies over the top of someone like 6 miles in the air and drops bombs on you, cowards. That's what they are, cowards. They're not actually infantry that would actually be, you know, roaming around, or a policeman that actually walks in and confronts someone face-to-face.
And Brad Cooper plays snipers, you're not a hack.
Snipers are murdering.
Remember, he's only playing a part. Okay, my favorite Bradley Cooper was this crazy drug that he could take.
I know. Now, that's what I wanted to bring up. It's, to me, that was marketing methamphetamine. That movie was called
Joe Robert De Niro. See, Robert De Niro is the most hated man in Hollywood now. You know why? Because he's got Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
no, I was at a party
last night. Say there was 50
tell me about your party. Well, yeah, tell me.
No, 48 of them would have been cringing lefties that I can't even talk about any of the stuff to. Two people there, maybe I could just sit there and have this full-on conversation, no problem. But that's the way it is. But Bradley Cooper starred in that movie, and it was called
let me look it up.
I went to spend at the movies. I loved it. But then I realized that what it was doing was marketing methamphetamine, because if you've ever had methamphetamine, that's exactly what it does to you. It sharpens up all your instincts.
There we go.
And you think that you can hear things and see things and do, and yes, you probably can hear, see, and do things better than a normal person, because your senses are heightened with methamphetamine, for sure. That's why it's used by the military and has been for many, many years to pump up special forces before they go on a operation.
Yeah.
Mm. The Germans apparently. It was called Infinite. What was it called? Something.
Hold on. Here we go. We'll find
infinite,
it.
Unsomethingable. That's the name of the movie, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know you're right. I know
Bradley
you're
Cooper,
right.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I saw it. It's called Limitless.
Limitless. Okay, all right. I was nearly right.
It was March 18th, 2018. And I saw it in the movie theater, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was one of the last movies I've actually spent money.
I'm telling you, Rollo, that movie was promoting the use of methamphetamine, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Ice or methamphetamine.
He was awesome, and so was De Niro. De Niro was on his top of his game. That's back when Hollywood.
It was a good movie, but I'm just saying when they weren't
going political, you know, when they were trying to entertain us, that was such an entertaining film. Limitless.
It was entertaining, and it had an Australian actress played Bradley Cooper's girlfriend. I can't remember her name. She disappeared off the world.
Oh,
stage.
Okay. Really? Let me look that up.
He gives her some of this clear, and basically looks like a block of ice, or the pill looks like a pill made of ice, and that's what I'm saying.
Is it Abby Cornish?
Abby Cornish. Abby Cornish. Yep.
And so he gave her.
Yep. And so she swallows one of these little pills, and she's getting followed by a guy, and she jumps over this and then uses a roller skate to cut the guy's throat, which, interesting, became a thing in a Canadian sports psychological operation. Mm. And I want to bring this up, I've got a few notes myself.
Anything you want to talk about, I'll talk to you all night. Velo actually, it was actually pretty funny the other night. Do you want to hear? I was talking to Velo the other night. I got told off by my next door neighbor. My next door neighbor said, "Can you keep your fucking
voice down?
Exactly. And it was like 9:30 on a Sunday night or something, or whatever. And I just immediately went, I don't want to fuck with what I'm so happy with what I've got here.
Exactly.
So I just shaked his hand over the fence, left him a message in the morning. And then I wrote a little message on and a little love letter and put it in his mailbox. said, I'll only talk inside now. Because inside this place right now, it's basically it's soundproof.
Yep.
I can talk this fucking loud, Rick. Mm. And no one's going to fuck with me. You know why? Because it's soundproof.
Because no one can hear.
No,
you've got to have respect. You've got to have respect.
And I've got the most awesome microphone right in front of me, Rick, like you do.
No, I haven't. I've got a $29.
My mic is a $40 mic.
It's not. Is it $40? I think it isn't.
It's $40. Wasn't it $25, my friend? Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And we can talk over each other, and we don't mind. So yeah,
we do talk over each other. I was talking about psychological operations, and I'm quite convinced there seems to be on a regular basis stories about very good-looking female teachers seducing a student. I'm talking about female. Every heterosexual male's fantasy when they're say from 14, possibly 13 upwards, is just having sex with anyone, you know, or anything, you know, for a lot of sad people out there. But particularly males that are heterosexual, if they had a really hot looking teacher and they, you know, remember the song by Van Halen, Teacher?
Hot for teacher.
What a great song. Anyway,
yeah.
Now when the news is putting these stories out, there's this beautiful looking hot teacher and she slept with a pupil. Mm-hmm. And most people are going, why would that kid have complained about that? Like no real kid in real life would ever, you know, go home and say, Mom, I feel like I've been raped. My, you know, beautiful teacher. They'll be going, I want more of that. And I want more of that. Please, I want more of that. And I want as much as I can possibly have 10 times a day. That's normal. But in the media now, they're saying, no, that's completely abnormal. Completely abnormal that a 15-year-old male student would want to sleep with a beautiful blonde teacher. Look, honestly, this is the media fakery in action. Media fakery. And it's gaslighting you to think, oh, I must be wrong thinking that I would have wanted to sleep with a beautiful blonde hot teacher when I was 15 years of age. Because when you're 15 years of age, I'm telling you now.
It's your fantasy. Yeah, of course.
Not an old fucking priest from the Catholic Church.
No, not one of those.
Normal. Completely normal. So the gaslighting.
Who wants to spank you on the bum with your with a cane?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that actually happens. That's more likely to happen, Rollo, sadly.
We don't need no education.
Get it right, Rollo.
And it's spanking. Yeah, it's spanking boys on the bottom.
And that's what happens in real schools. But all of a sudden in the media, they're saying that, oh, no, you know, this beautiful hot teacher that, you know, and they always have a picture of it. And you
What's wrong with that? She is fucking stunning.
And I'm 15 or 16 years old. So we've gone
the other way. So the other way where you're stuck in a regimented school,
and you got some old
guy that wants to, who just gets his rocks off by giving six of the best, trousers down, like, you know,
and that happened. And you know yourself, and it happened at my school. Luckily, they would take your pants down and cane you. It was normal.
I got caned at school, and
I bet you did.
And I didn't get caned on the bottom, but I got caned on the end of my fingers.
No, that's a strap.
No, by No, a cane. Straight that, on the no, end well, that's, of, that, end that, of that, my finger.
That should be illegal. That's brutal. Well, that's not quite
no, I went to school in 1983. Look, at the end of the day, look, I look back on it and just, it just makes me stronger. I just go, all right.
Yeah, it does. Well, of course.
There's no way that, what's that called? Corporal punishment. There's corporal capital punishment. Corporal punishment is being hit. Yeah. Do you remember the movie, what was it? Do you remember when Brian Brown got his hands nailed to a
Town Like Alice. A town like Alice,
that's right. And you think that wasn't enough. And then
Did that even happen?
No, I'm just saying it probably was just made up.
Yeah, I
prefer to see Brian Brown. I prefer to see Brian Brown knocking around with Tom Cruise in the back of a bar.
In Cocktail,
you know, that movie. Yeah. So but there was that Brian Brown movie that he did. A Town Like Alice. Yeah, when he was then whipped like, I don't know, 50 times or something on his back or something.
Look, I'm sure the if you've ever watched a Japanese game show from the 80s, they thrived on torturing people. They get off.
They are crazy.
The whole Bushido thing is, you know, more pain, more suffering. You know, makes you better. That's their kind of mentality. So look, it could have happened, but I don't think the Japanese actually did not invade Australia and Alice Springs and crucify anyone, as far as I'm aware. But that's what that book was about, and that story with Brian Brown. I'd say media fakery for short, this anti-Japanese sentiment.
I agree.
They hated the Japanese. They made sure that they were look like the worst people ever.
I don't even think they bombed Pearl Harbor myself. I thought that was the whole.
I think it was a staged psychological operation to get the Americans to join the war because they wouldn't have otherwise. Yeah, for sure. But the Darwin bombing, interestingly, speaking about conspiracy theories, that was kept off the news until, you know, you'd hear people talking going, actually, I was in Darwin. Yeah, we were lots of dead people. And it was a real silent creep of that story. It was not a mainstream story. They didn't want you to know that something happened in Japan, in Darwin in 1944 or whatever it was. So there's an interesting thing that was not made to be a mainstream. Like Pearl Harbor, it was across the media. Pearl Harbor, became the, this whole psychological operation for sure. But the Darwin ones are complete the opposite. They did not want you to know that there's something happened in Darwin in 1944. And you only heard about it by whispers over the last, until the internet arrived in, it's 96.
Yeah, the internet. Wasn't it wonderful when the internet arrived? I dropped my book. I've lost all my notes.
It's funny because you sound so drunk.
I had a thousand notes.
You sound so drunk.
Yeah, I've had a couple of,
I've had a bottle of whiskey. Yeah.
All right, tell me your best bottle of whiskey story. Is it better than
Rollo? There is no bottle of whiskey story that I've got. I do like
Scott. Who you've met famous?
No, Rollo. We've talked about famous people ad nauseum, but. Scotch, I do like it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
a good one.
So do I.
But now, actually, we'll talk about alcohol. I listened to a fantastic.
I'll talk UK, to you about anything you want.
The UK column is a really good podcast. Highly recommended. Highly recommended by me. And the other night, a friend of mine who was at the party last night, who's had issues, a lot of health issues in the last few years, vaccinated. Yeah. Say that again, vaccinated. He was telling me, he's trying to fix himself. So he'd researched what's the best alcohol to drink if you're going to drink alcohol. And guess what? By coincidence, he told me that one thing, that this tequila was the purest form of alcohol you can get. And believe it or not,
tequila.
On the UK,
wow.
Yep, the UK column, they interviewed a female health researcher, very anti-vaccine, I'll just have to say that, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. She said the same thing. She drinks, her chosen drink is tequila because it's pure. And you got, but you can't mix it with anything. You got to drink it basically with some lime, maybe if you're lucky, and some salt. And it's the most pure form of alcohol you can get. I love tequila.
Well, look, tequila. I'll tell you a story about with me and tequila. It was when I was in Thailand. What are they called in Thailand?
Margaritas.
Tequila margaritas. That's right. And I got lost, and
yes,
I walked, and I got taken because I just wanted some cocaine. I was just being a
wrong country.
I was being a wrong country. So I basically had a gun pointed at the back of my head to make love to this woman. I know, it was a crazy situation.
Is this a public story that you want out there that you're going to play out?
Look, I'll talk about it. It was like, it was just a crazy situation where I go, I don't want to make love to this woman. All I want is some cocaine.
You're not going to get it.
And I've got no idea. I'm in Bangkok. I've got no idea where you are. I did my bloody, you know, the key is a sort of like a credit card.
Yeah.
I put it into a packet of cigarettes. I put it into a packet of cigarettes, and this poor guy was lying, was almost about to get run over by a car. I dragged him off the road. Yeah. And then I gave him the...
You're listening to Rick and Roll.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
You're listening to the Rick and Roll Show on the what the fuck, you know. I don't know who I am, but I am listening to Rick and Roll and on the 26th.
Is that Klaus
Schwab?
Get it,
no,
Klaus.
No, I don't know who I am, Roll. It could be me. It could be Ray.
It is. Wow.
This is Klaus Schwab.
Hey, buddy.
Rollo, I am unemployed.
You're unemployed, but the Piranha Pit, I know, I don't think you should put Tom Cruise or who were the three I saw today?
Gladys Berejiklian.
Gladys Berejiklian.
I'd like to stick her hands up for Anna Pitt. I just say that quietly.
Keep going.
Anyway, Rolo, this Klaus Schwab, Civil Economic Forum, unemployed, UNPLOITEE, whatever. This is, anyway, I need to go and I'll get hike. To come back and just see a conversation.
bring him back.
Thank you, Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. Former of the World Economic Forum. Anyway, what's our role?
I feel so honored. We
left the last bit of before the break, and you're roaming around Thailand.
Yeah,
on tequila.
I'm still roaming around.
You found someone on the road.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is when I was in Thailand.
Bangkok.
Oh, this Bill, there it is. Sorry. Bangkok. Yeah, I what happened? What happened? That's right. I gave, so the key card to the hotel, it's like a key card to get into your bank account or whatever.
Well, you can't get back into the hotel without that key card. And I do this on a fairly regular basis.
That's right, but I slipped it into my cigarette packet. That's right, into the back of it, and then I put it into my pocket. Right, then I kept on walking, just enjoying
Bangkok.
Just like Bangkok, yeah. Just like the river you would enjoy down there in Melbourne.
I've been to Bangkok. I love it. It's fantastic. Sukhumvit, so Sukhumvit 23 or whatever it's called.
That's all it was. And when I met this guy, he punched you in the head.
Mm. Yep. You were trying to save him. I know the story, and by coincidence, JLBS was in Bangkok that same night. That you could have contacted each other up with each other.
Yep. Oh my God. I'd love to catch up with him. I mean,
that would have been
when you and Velo came down here to my little caravan.
You enjoyed it.
Of
course we did. But you know, as you say, it is kind of reminiscent of a caravan park house, but it's much bigger and nicer. It's got a backyard.
It is.
Yeah, it's a real house. It's not actually a demountable that can be towed away by anyone.
Mm. No, it's if you're trying to do a holiday on the cheap around Australia, that's what me and Chrissy used to do all the time.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Caravan park.
Yeah, a little caravan park, and buy one of these things for a night. And it's not cheap. It's like it's about $100.
It can be 100, it can be less. Like at the Blue Mountains we used to go to back in the day.
Yeah.
Or you could get one of them for like $60 or $70, even Port Macquarie, $60 or $70 a night, and have a really nice, comfortable bed. Often you had to take your own bedding, but if you paid for
you don't get a blow-up bed like.
No, like I did. What you did to me, blow up mattress.
What did Velo get? Velo got the top shelf.
Yeah, the beautiful room with a big double bed and queen size, and beautiful, so fresh sheets and everything. And poor Rick had to go and sleep in the garage with a whippersnapper.
Not so funny.
Well, not really, Rollo, when I think about that. But I actually was comfortable somehow. I don't know how, but I was comfortable.
I know you were because I
was driving this morning and I was listening to my 2GB, Giordano Bruno, 2GB, this is named after. Theosophist hero. Yeah, and I was listening to the gardening show, and it's that same guy that used to host, you know, he's a famous Australian gardener. I can't remember the name. There's a whole family of them. And he was talking about this thing I'd never, ever heard of before. It's called it's a certain owl that lives in Australia called the fearsome owl. I think it might be called fearsome or terrifying owl. And he was saying it kills cats. And like, if you've got a puppy or a cat, or they live on possums and rabbits normally, but if your cat is roaming around at night, these fearsome owls will carry them, pick them up. They're huge, apparently, and kill them and eat them. I'd never heard of that before. I know that there's eagles and hawks and everything over here that will pick goats up and kill them, and maybe not a big goat, but a little goat. That's the thing. It does happen. But I didn't know about, and he was saying you should keep your cats inside at night, and, which is a thing that you should do anyway, because they kill, you know, all the nice fauna, etc. But have you ever heard of a fearsome owl or a, I'd never heard of them before. It's a giant owl.
I've never heard of a fearsome owl, but here we go. Yeah, I've actually found the page in my diary.
Oh, good.
Man, the things. No.
Do tell.
I don't want to blow, I don't want to cut you off.
No, don't cut
tell
me off.
Me.
No,
just, tell I, me again. Just to, no.
Well, I had to talk about this giant owl, because I do have owls in this vicinity. Mm. I'm telling you, man, these things are the most incredible predators. They don't make any sound when they fly. They just.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
There's one on my clothesline. They're after rats and mice and
but
stuff.
They, but they can be incredibly friendly.
I've never
those owls. Well, they sat on my balcony there up at Follerelli Close of New Lambton. Yeah, I guarantee.
Sure. Oh, no, I believe you.
I swear.
Because you're next to the bush. They live in the bush. They don't make nests in, you know, like in a house
What happened one morning? It was this owl and there, and its three kids were just sitting next to it. And, it was for a whole friggin' day. You ask Christy. Christy will tell you exactly the same thing. We didn't ask the thing. It was a...
Nah.
It had the most beautiful orange eyes, and then it was just, but its kids had just flown the nest, and they just decided to sit on my
balcony. Because you know what, why, Rollo, why they were there? Your rat and mice problem that you had, because you were feeding all the birds.
Could've.
I guarantee, because you had mice everywhere, and you were feeding some sunflower seeds out of that big metal box, and you had a rat and mice problem on that balcony. I know, because I cleaned it quite a few times. Many times I've cleaned that balcony.
So owls, I'm interested, Rick. I'm interested to see
what's
how the guy has actually improved the place.
Have you been past there?
I'll give it a year, because do you remember the last week when we spoke to each other about my father when he met
Ace Frehley?
Paul Stanley. Yeah. All right, and when he was laying the bricks wrongly because it was like a tower collapse of what would you call it? But It was ridiculously funny, and I laughed at my father when he
was probably not a good thing to laugh at your father. He probably hated you more.
It was probably one of the worst things that you could ever do.
Never laughed at an engineer failing. I'll say that. It'll be my hint.
Anyway, I did. So, and I've still got the memory of it. It was still hilarious.
Can you give us an update on your alcohol intake of the last 24 hours? Two bottles of vodka
And a couple of these James Bay premiums.
So what are you mixing the vodka with?
No Red Bull anymore. I just do the it's called lime and soda.
Okay, well, that's nice. That's nice. Lime and soda.
It's really nice.
Vodka, lime and soda.
And the cigarettes I smoke are. So I got two packs of Manchester cigarettes today for $20.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I went into a tobacconist. When I say that, I use the word flagrantly. They call themselves tobacconists, but they're not. Mm-hmm. They're a legal tobacco shop. They're everywhere.
This is the one. That's where I get mine from, too.
Yeah, I know. They're everywhere, right? Literally everywhere. Anyway, and I said to this guy, I said, do you have rolling tobacco? And he goes, yes, I do. And he opened up this drawer and he picked up five different brands and threw them on the counter for me. And I said, so how much is each one? And he went, there's one called Amber Leaf, and it says it's from the European Union, probably Belgium or whatever. $28 for 25 grams. $28 now. If you normally bought that, crazy. $90. $90 minimum. He's selling them at 28. Then he offered, there's just a clear packet of at least 100 grams of some kind of tobacco. It looked like tobacco to me. $15 for 100 grams of a non-identifiable vegetation that looks like tobacco, that smells like tobacco. There was five different brands. Oh, it's unbelievable. And I was like, yeah. I said, what's the most expensive? It was $28. And it said, when you open it up, it says Amber Leaf.
What's it taste like? That's the most important thing. Like, when you roll it up.
Exactly like it meant to taste. And it goes out. If you put it down, it goes out. It's not full of chemicals that keep it burning, which is the problem with a lot of the other dodgy tobaccos out there. Yeah, $28, 25
grams.
That's
brilliant.
I mean, it's almost free. For me, that's almost
free. You're living, you're in fucking paradise.
Smoking paradise.
Exactly. When you said that last time, where you said, I live in paradise, I would love to have a cigarette while I was talking to you right now.
Just go out and have one, but just don't talk.
No, I can't. I can't because my voice is too loud. And
no, but you know, you can just.
I don't want
to roll it. Whisper.
Really? You want me to try that?
You know, well, I'm telling you, it's only the neighbors won't care because it's only 6:30. You can talk as loud as you want. Yeah.
It's only 6. I'll put the lights.
No, just talk. Just talk normal without.
I can see it's light.
Rollo. I can
see it's light outside.
Speak, Rollo. Speak moistly. That's a good way of saying it. Speak moistly.
Speaking moistly. Yeah.
You don't need to shout because you do tend to shout everything. I mean, Roller, I'm on my backyard, and I do have a neighbour in a demountable house that's renting. They've sublet the back of the property next to me. And
let me go back to the fridge and do a.
Can I have a cigarette?
How strong should I do the vodka lime and soda?
Very sparingly. Sparingly.
What does that mean? How much?
That means. That if I was annoyed with you, I'd pick up a spear and I'd jab it into you about 30 times. And they said, what did you do to me? I was sparingly.
How many mils am I going to put in? There we go.
Just make it like the cocktails you made me and Bellisit the other night, which I'm telling you now.
That
was really sparing.
Awesome. I made the best. But you made, now, what were they? They were the best margaritas.
Margaritas, but they're very sparing with the vodka. They're very sparing with the vodka.
No,
so make
There's no vodka in margaritas.
Sparing tequila. So you made them. Yeah. You didn't put that much tequila. You actually made them the way.
No, I did it exactly the way that the
one nip. A one nip.
Yeah. Well, I did the way that because Velocet's a fucking control freak.
No, he's not. I mean, actually, he is, but that's not a jolly. I'm a control freak. He says, dropping cans into his can collection.
Let me taste this vodka lime and soda that you just ordered.
Have you put ice in it?
My ice tray actually broke. Can you believe it?
No,
my bloody ice tray broke. Yeah. There you go. I'll try and keep my voice down a little bit.
You can sit in the balcony and smoke. Just don't shout all your words.
I've got the best view right here. You know the view that you know the where I'm. Yeah, it's just I live in the best.
Just remember, Rollo,
I've got the best neighbours.
The trains that go past your backyard are way noisier. Way noisier than you are.
They're awesome. I enjoy them.
You'll find at 6:30, so you can sit out there and talk, no problem, legally. But after 9 o'clock at night, which we will not be on after nine. I'm telling you, I'll be in bed by 9 o'clock.
You'll be right. I just drew in the biggest puff. Let me just do another one. See if I'm gonna. Do you remember that time I threw up on my balcony and you were cranky with me? Like, I'm going to draw
Can I just explain? Can I just explain that? It wasn't the fact that you threw up. The fact that you sat there and threw up over yourself. And I just said,
yeah, a little bit. Ozzy Osbourne.
That's not even Ozzy Osbourne. A normal person gets up, stands up, walks over and throws up over their fence. And that's normal. They don't sit there in the chair. Like a little 5-year old, a 2-year old.
I loved you telling me off.
Well, I'm telling you, it's like I said, can't you just stand up and walk over there and do it? As I said,
no,
I don't want to see a man who's 56 years of age.
Yeah,
instead of getting up and throwing up over a balcony, vomit over himself. And I just went,
Do you know what you reminded me of? As my father.
No, you reminded me of my father, when I was a kid, a normal person.
I'm not normal, and neither are you.
Yeah, Rollo, I am normal compared to you. I'm going to have to tell you that. Extremely normal, he says. Look,
all right, this. Okay. I've got the rest of it. Oh, what did you open just there? Rick and Rollo.
Another can of Japanese style. Four Pines.
Oh, yeah, Leo.
Oh, fantastic. Four Pines Lager.
All right, okay. Let's talk about next thing.
But you've got the list.
I've got a whole list of things.
Oh, tell us.
Let me tell you. When I was a kid, right, I used to have a list of things when I wanted to date a girl, you know, take a girl out on a
date
to a movie or something. Yeah, a date. That's the American thing. How you call it? Yeah, so I used to.
You're listening to.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
All right, Rick and Rollo, 52, Sunday, the 26th of October, truthmeets.com, 2025. The Rollo Dolo is alive and well. He's on the back. He's on the back of a veranda, and he's talking to his best friend, Rick, who had a big party last night.
Because all my friends
are getting married.
They're all old now. Everyone's old.
I thought all your friends would be dead because you're so old.
No. The party was someone 9 years older than me. And he was fine. Absolutely fine. Well, apart from the clots.
Yeah.
Apart from the clots that he's been suffering from. And that's the there's two of them. You know, well, what do you do? What do you say? You can say, all I can do is advise people to be taking, and that's what I'm saying, this UK column episode, I put it on the Rick and Rollo recommended podcast. I forget the name of this woman, but she was fantastic, and she was bringing up that, you know, if you're going to drink, tequila is the spirit.
Yeah.
It's pure. It's clean. Vodka normally.
Our number one fan. Her name's Josie, or what? What's our number one fan?
Susie.
A big shout out to Susie. Yeah, we love
Susie her. Susie and the Banshees, or Susie and the whatever. You know, she's listened to all of our shows.
We've got to think of a song to go out with tonight. I mean, because Ace Frehley died.
It's a brand new song from a Belgian band.
Okay.
Which I thought, it's really it's kind of semi-electronic, but it's a really cool song. Then I downloaded the album on my Apple thing, and it wasn't very impressive, but this song's really cool. So I sent it to Jollo already.
All right.
So we always keep relevant. You know, if you might hear some the latest stuff on the Rick and Rollo show. It's something that's brand.
During the week, I watched Tron
What'd you think?
Well, I thought Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor and their music.
That was great. Perfect. I like that.
I like the second Tron Resurrection with the French band. Do you remember the French?
Yeah.
No,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, they did that song Blue. Blue something
like I'm blued. It wasn't a French band. It was a band. It was a band. I have to look it up.
Well, I'm an expert with electronic music.
Yeah, Tron Resurrection. And okay. It was a band. Can you do it for me? Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Well, because of your condition, your mental condition, which is called vodka soaked saturated.
We're all having a little bit of fun.
It's so funny hearing your voice because it's compared to you're definitely so Tron. What Tron Resurrection?
Yeah,
I'll do it right now.
Second one. Yep. Do it.
Tron. Okay, I'm just gonna get this fucking. I hate internet.
I love it when you get cranky.
Resurrection.
It's hilarious when you get cranky. I get cranky.
What kind of spell resurrection?
Resurrection. Yeah. Look it up. See if you can find it.
I'm going to do it now. I've got a really funny story to tell you, though. I've just been reading this.
I'm sure you do.
It's come up with a band called Resurrection. Tron. So Tron 2, is it? Tron 2. What movie?
Tron 2. Yeah.
Come
on. See if you can do it. I just want to see you struggle to find it. Go on.
Tron 2 Resurrection soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay. Uprising. So it's 2.0 OST YouTube. Tron full game soundtrack. There's no names. Tron Legacy soundtrack. YouTube.
Tron Legacy.
Daft Punk.
There you go. Yeah. It took you a while, but there you go. Daft Punk had a great song called Around the World, Around the World, Around the World.
I'm not a big fan of Daft Punk, but I will say this. I've been listening to Media Monarchy's music shows on Fridays. If you listen, you know, in Australia, not in England, in America, but on Fridays, I think it says Thursday, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And he just plays brand new music and movie theme tunes, which is fantastic, like really interesting stuff. And he plays, you know, stuff from Tron and all these different things. And I'm baffled how many, there's some really good soundtracks out there for sure.
Absolutely.
It's Daft Punk. I swear to God,
it's one. I saw it in 1982 when I was a kiddie. I was like 12 years old. I was born in 1969, so
yeah,
fuck me. But yeah,
you would have been.
They're here. around the world, around the world.
I could not stand it. And I didn't hate it, but I like Air. Air's a great electronic French band.
Well, the Neutron movie had Nine Inch Nails with Trent Reznor.
And I played it at the end of the Bongversation 47 or whatever it was.
Oh, you did? Good on you.
Yeah,
I love the fact that you do that.
Yeah. Great show.
That's because me and you have the same taste in music, the same taste in movies. Like, seriously.
And you know what it is, Rollo? It's eclectic. That's a great word, too.
Eclectic. Yeah. That's a lovely word.
It means that you're not sitting there listening to a cricket score and rugby score. You know, you've got you can like all sorts of music. It could be electronic, it could be classical, it could be
I watched today the baseball, the second game of the World Series.
Yep.
So we've got Toronto. So I'm thinking of, fakeologists straight away from the North Shore of Lake Ontario.
He's not
Toronto,
into that
Canada. I don't think he is.
Yeah,
but they're playing LA, the hockey, LA Dodgers.
Hockey, yes.
Yeah, hockey.
Not baseball.
Ice hockey. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but it's hilarious. And and they're playing Rush songs. Like, Rush is like definitely Canadian band. Remember the band called Rush?
Oh yeah,
They had a song called what was it called? I don't know, something about Working radio.
Man. Working Man.
What's your favorite Rush song? Have you got one?
I actually like Working Man because I identify
Working Man.
Yeah.
Can we play it? Can we get
No, because he's not here, Roland.
No.
And you haven't paid him any money.
Yeah, but what he did last week.
Yeah, but that's because that's after we've recorded the show. And that's only because
I'm going to put, are we going out with Working Man?
No, I don't want to hear it. We're going to go out with a band called, Soul Wax. Yeah, that's a brand new song. Great, and actually really good song. I really like it.
Belgian band
called Soul Wax.
Band where they try and punch each other out or whatever, at the...
No idea.
Is that the comics? Is it the Comic Psychos or where they...
Cosmic Psycho.
Cosmics. I just laugh myself to sleep watching them.
Well, you would when you drink this amount of alcohol, Rollo.
You actually put a comic thing on. Let me.
Rick and Rollo's balcony.
I'm just going to go to Rollo's balcony. There are a few things that. Why is Abby Cornish looking at me right in the face?
She was good looking. I'm sure she still is.
Well, why is she doing that? I don't know. It's hilarious.
You're on the internet.
I'm on the internet. That's it. Okay. So let's put the last thing you ever, the board panda is, doesn't that feel free? 31. These 31 actresses, singers, kept from being embracing their natural beauty of millions.
I don't trust Board Panda at all, but I love it because it's like, because to me, my favorite, and I know a lot of guys the same, their girlfriends all buy Women's Day idea.
Okay.
And occasionally they'll have a Stars Without Makeup spread with three pages of what the star you think they look like Cameron Diaz, what she looked like
on a movie.
Oh man, I love Cameron Diaz.
I know, but
when she was like with
Jim Carrey.
The mask. Jim Carrey, yeah. The mask. I swear to God. She,
yeah, but I know that what they really, what they look like.
Why does she have a boy's name?
Well, we don't want to go too hard on this. Yeah, because on psychologist.com, they have the EGI page, and apparently she's a man. That Cameron is a man.
She's a man. All right. Well, I liked her in, what was it called? Where the three of them, the dun 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 dun,
no.
With that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're talking about Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the hot one. Then there was Lucy Liu, which I fancied really.
Absolutely.
And the other one was Drew Barrymore. Yeah, who was?
Well,
who
she's on that. She's on that one that I just
said. She got her start because her father was Lionel Barry, or was her grandfather Lionel Barry.
Grandpa, yeah. She's
grandpa. You know, yeah,
three or four generations. Yeah.
She got her start apparently in Steven Spielberg when she was the little girl. She was,
and I brought that up. I brought it up three shows ago, that she had to say to her brother, "Shut up, penis breath." And I went, no.
Oh, yeah, you don't say that.
No 9-year-old uses that. But Steven Spielberg and his, you know, whatever he's into.
Infinite wisdom.
Yeah, got her, a 9-year-old, to call her brother, you know, "shut up, penis breath." And I was like, no child uses that phrase ever.
Yeah.
And, that's the way it is with Hollywood. You cannot trust your
I've got to admit. The older and older I get, the Steven Spielberg, that movie Poltergeist he did, where
it's not bad. I went to see one and two at the movies back in the '80s.
Isn't that amazing?
Have you heard the rumors? You do not want to look into the rumors about what happened to that young, you know, actress.
Oh, the little girl in that, yeah.
Who died
I think she was
10, 12, 11, 12, whatever. She died.
I know. It's pretty awful what I heard.
I know. It's worse if you look into the actual story of how she died. And then her parents were paid a lot of money to, you know, just, you know, accept the...
Keep quiet about it.
To be honest, that's the kind of thing these weirdos are into.
Let's talk about things that we... This is what you wrote. Stupid young cop with no authority, in no voice, with legal wire. I watched this whole video clip on Police Vision Australia.
Guess who got off? The guy that the cop was harassing got off. The judge... In Newcastle, by coincidence, Roller, in Newcastle.
Okay. Yeah.
The judge, he said, you used an illegal, you never gave him a legal reason to the hotel. You said that he was annoying or whatever.
He got off, but he still got sprayed in the face by
exactly.
It. And he's washing his face for how long?
For minutes, you know.
Yeah, and he knew exactly where the bloody hose was. So he was obviously a local, and this little dweeb going, "I'm coming in there," and because
you got to leave.
What are you fucking doing? And he's just washing his face, and he washes his face for how long?
The cops pepper sprayed him in the face.
But his girlfriend comes out and says, look, I was doing nothing wrong. He just says, fuck off. This is exactly what happened to me, Rick.
No, he's right. But this guy was saying, you have no authority to kick me out of this hotel. And this cop's going, I don't care, you know. And look, as soon as I seen that, I was going, I know that. That I would say that was a real footage of a real incident.
I felt so sorry for the guy. I really did.
Yeah, it was probably Roller, I'm telling you now.
He told him only a good cop's a dead cop or something. To get
no,
out.
He said, I'll throw you down the stairs. If you hit me again, I'm going to throw you down the stairs. And that's what you'd say to a guy that's come up and pushes you.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky the guy didn't have any fighting skills, because a fighting skilled person, as soon as the guy put his arms out straight to get it, would have just pushed them away and elbowed him in the jaw, and that cop would have been out to sleep, and the guy would have got jailed for whatever. But in actual fact, the good thing is, at the end of the day, the judge in Newcastle said this cop had no authority and lied about his authority. And
well, they are liars.
Yep.
I swear to God, they are liars.
Yep.
They will lie and. Fucking well, no, everything been, about. No, I watched that clip.
They get trained at the academy in Goulburn.
Yeah,
and they're told that, you know, like you, they should be told.
I thought they might have had history between them. Sorry to Rick.
You could be wrong.
Yeah, I thought they might have had history between themselves, but he was. Why the guy seemed to be. Like he knew exactly where the hose was.
Well, he's a local at that pub, and it's in Newcastle, so it's not far from
and
you.
And they had the top. So where when they walked in, it was like me, Rick, while I was at the Collier, right? Do you remember when I said, and the cop comes in and says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Mind my own fucking business. What are you doing, cunt?"
Yeah, that's what this guy said.
And I said that, and he goes, "What? Get the fuck out!" And he did. Anyway, I followed him, and there were two others there. It was in the Collier pub, right? And I went up to all three of them, and I said, "Only fucking good cops are dead cops. You fucking listen to me." And I said that to their faces.
That's your face.
And they did not know what the fuck to do.
You know, because
then the whole pub.
You're listening to Roland.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
I hear there's so many songs about Rollo and what's on the other side.
Thank you very much, Kermit the Frog. I don't know where you were going there. So we had Kermit the Frog Ernie, guest from the Sesame Street show on the Rick and Rollo episode number 52. And we're talking about a real
situation. On Sunday, the 26th.
Yeah, because I was partying hard.
Yeah, 26th.
And I was partying.
October 2025. Yeah, we're talking about cops, you know, so I was talking about the Collier. Okay. Yep. In the Collier, I was playing pool.
It's a pub. It's a pub near you.
It's Collier. A pub in Wallsend. I don't live there anymore. I live now in Cardiff.
Okay.
I live in Cardiff and in Wallsend, I was so pissed off when this cop just came up to me, because I'm still on probation or something, whatever it is that I'm on.
It is probation
after COVID and all that nonsense. I said, when he said, what are you up to? And I go, minding my own fucking business. And I said that very, very forcefully and correctly, straight to his face. What are you doing? And he goes, it wasn't like that thing that you, posted there, Rick, that with that cop pepper, he didn't pepper spray me. I marched towards him and I went, and I didn't touch him. And I said, and then when we went out into the main lounge, there were two other mates, and I said, okay, you two as well. What are you doing here? It was on Anzac Day. I swear to God, it was at the Collier's Pub. And I said, all of you, what are you doing here? And they didn't know what to answer. Maybe they were kiddie cops, whatever.
Yeah, I found my
said, right. Now you just get the flying fuck out of here. Yeah, because the only good cop is a dead cop.
Yeah,
well, I was really
I know, but soon as you say that, this is hate speech, and we'll have to talk about this.
I know they can use that against me, but I've done it a million times, Rick.
I know. But you're actually stating.
Calm down.
An opinion. kind of. You're stating an opinion. The only good cop, etc. You're actually stating opinion. So when this guy, the young cop got said he was so confident going, I'm right. I'm you know. He sprayed the guy in the face and then told him to leave.
He was like a little squeaky little girl.
He was. But he sprayed this guy in the face with pepper spray, which cops do. And then he told him to leave the pub. And the guy goes, I can't leave because I can't walk. It's dangerous.
Yeah, I can't. How am I going to drive home? I can't drive now.
He only had three beers, so he was under the limit. So that everything. So when it went to a real court in Newcastle, the judge just he said the cop is the one with the problem here, which is true. And so that cop is probably demoted and is probably going to have to resign, I would hope. Because I'm telling you, they're doing this.
Do you remember a cop, didn't they during COVID when the cops were really out of control?
Really?
They hurt a grandma or something.
Yeah.
They tased and they got that on video. Down in Melbourne.
Well, they've tased lots of people, but this is the authority. And look, when I actually, back in 93 or 4, I went out to get a security license because you need a license to be a security guard, which I did. I decided I should have a backup job instead of being on building sites.
Mm.
And I knew this is going to be a really easy job. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do the course, the first thing they tell you when you're doing a security license is that you, Mr. Rollo or Mr. Reed, you have less rights than the member of the public. So anything you do will be used against you if you start using your authority when you have no right over the public. And so they actually tell you, and they bring in detectives, qualified detectives to do the course, because they know when you go to court, the court is going to just turn everything you think you've got authority over someone. You haven't. You've got no authority over anybody. And people need to understand this, that they cannot tell, and no one can tell you to do anything by the official rule of the law. They've got to have a legal precedent to be able to either tell you that you can't come in here because you're not vaccinated. Bullshit. Liars.
Well, Rick,
you
I
can't
did,
come in here because you're drunk. Bullshit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I did the same security course. I kind of did it as a joke when I was working at Westpac.
Yeah, we have to do things.
Just because a friend of mine just said, "Do you want to become a security guard?" I go, "Oh yeah, all right.
Why not?
You know what I mean? Yeah, why not? So it's 1988, 89. So I get a fire fucking weapons. Like, they're just 38. They're just 38. Like,
I did the same course, the exact same course. Yeah. It was the New South Wales security license. If you're gonna be armed, you have to go and do a shooting
license here, Rick.
No, you haven't. But it's expired. I do.
It's expired. It's expired. But I've still got the actual. I'm a bit of a hoarder.
I look like my security license. I had a singlet on.
Yeah, I know. Muscled. I look like 18 year old. I look. 18
well, I was all muscled up, and I look like Rambo 2 from the second Rambo 2.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, look, I looked exactly like. I'll show it to you next time you come here.
I had a crew cut, and I had big muscles, and I looked. Yeah. And when I look at it, I go, "Geez, you know, this guy looks a troublemaker."
Did you? I mean, you actually were a security guy for a little bit.
You know,
didn't you escort Carrie Ann Moss to the bathroom?
Yep.
But, yeah,
to the toilet. Yep, I certainly did. But I had the bodyguard. I had 1ABC or whatever it's called. So I was bodyguard.
Gun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And bodyguard work was, again, my favourite one was cat bodyguarding a cat, and way more interesting than bodyguarding a human.
Why not?
So I could watch interesting videos at the guy's house. But, you know, look, honestly, you
this
have
is
no
why,
right.
This is what gives me up. I mean, a cop
or a security guard has less.
Oh, that cop. Julie Andrews.
The cop and the security guard has less rights than the member of the public, and that's what was overturned. And they tried to with COVID. Julie Andrews, you can talk again. But they tried to tell you that you had no rights to walk into it, do shopping, buy a roll of toilet paper or whatever. Because you weren't vaccinated,
He just said, "Good riddance," or something.
Good riddance. Yeah, he said
his feelings. His feelings were hurt.
How can you be a young guy now?
I've never, Rick, you've never hurt my feelings. I've never hurt yours.
No.
Because we are adults.
We are adults with knowledge of the law. Mm. But back in the old days, the cops, there was two different things, and I know for a fact, so I knew lots of cops, and they changed the law legally that made it, so you had to, if someone was doing something illegal, you had to catch them in the act at the time, on that day, in that minute. I forget the name of the law they changed.
To make a citizen's arrest.
Or a police arrest or whatever, yeah. And so it made it even harder for the cops to do anything. And I know a lot of cops were upset about this particular law. And that's what this guy was saying. He goes, "You've got no authority over me." He goes, "You can't tell me without a legal reason to leave this
bar." What he did to that guy, and how they got the video footage of the cop, and really the cop.
The cop is the guy in trouble now, not the guy. This is 7 days ago this happened.
Yeah, no,
the cop is the guy that's going to have to go and say, "Look,
there was a cop that did something to a grandma during COVID or something."
No, it wasn't during COVID. And, no, he tased a grandmother. She was in a dementia ward, and she picked up a butter knife, and this fuckwit has tasered her in the heart, and she had a heart attack that 2 days later or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got charged. And his name, but now I'll say it again. I'll bring it up. His name was Christian with a K, White. White Christian. Christian White. And I said, that's a bit suspicious that he was a Christian White. And everyone hates him. Everyone wants this guy to be jailed. But all I can think in their head, this is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, White Christian, Christian White. So I say the whole story is bullshit. But these cops do overuse their authority, guaranteed, on a regular basis. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I can tell you that for a fact. I was
Rollo. You have been the most anti-authoritarian
misused
person that I know.
I've been misused. Yeah.
And no, just because anti-authoritarian.
You are anti-authoritarian.
Yeah. I am anti-authoritarian, but there
I am.
I
say that.
Yeah. But yeah. I was. No cop will come near me now.
They weren't in Newcastle. They know your name will come up on the COPS, which is.
Have you ever seen that movie Highlander where they go, "Don't touch him," like you know. Where you know the Kurgan, and they go, no, not him. it's a bit like that where they go, if I see a cop, I'll walk towards them, and then they go, oh yeah, we know who he is. It's like a magnet.
There is no doubt in my mind, and I was there with you on several occasions. You are anti-authoritarian, and I agree with your stance.
Just slightly.
But sometimes you push the issue and you became the problem, and that's by harassing cops because that a guy that's behind the counter working as a policeman doesn't need a guy to walk up to him and go,
yeah, true.
What the cop would say, hello, sir, what are you here for? And you'd say, the only good cop's a dead cop. And straight away, get on their wrong side. He could have been a really nice guy.
Only if I knew he was. Come on, give me a break.
I'll give you a break, but you did take it to a different level.
Sure. I was a little paranoid. Back in the day, I thought everyone was a cop. It was ridiculous. Was a cop. I thought you were a cop.
I actually considered joining, but Jolo is actually he's got the breeding of police in his genetics. He's definitely the complete opposite of any policeman. Ever.
But we're all friends now.
I'm just going to look at my notes. I'm just looking at my notes and things I've... Oh, actually, no, I'll talk about another show. I'll talk about the teachers.
I listened to the
Louvre robbery. Now, that was
hilarious. How the hell did they get away with that?
In broad daylight. Now, I've been to the Louvre and I've been, I'm telling you, you just can't do that, you know. But to me, where I noticed the most security conscious was the English art galleries and museums, which I went to a lot of in 2003. And we can talk about the story about you getting jumping on the throne in that particular place. I had the same problem. Everywhere I went, I had security coming up and just grilling me, what are you doing here? Because I had a camera, they thought I was up to no good. And I remember the story that you actually jumped over the barricades and sat on the throne. And you actually are the royal. You should be the king of England.
That was in
England.
No, that was in England. Yeah, it was Westminster Abbey.
The Tower of Big Ben. The smiling red faces of the little children.
Seriously, you could jump over the... It was a little bit of rope.
Yeah, a bit of rope. Yeah. I could have done that too. I got kicked
and I said, I'm the. This is 1999, and it was like I don't think they do that anymore. But it was hilariously fun.
But I sat there
forever saying,
"So you're the king.
I'm the king.
Well, if you're sitting on that throne, technically you should be the king. And Charles,
why did they have? That
no idea.
That special seat, so goddamn close.
They didn't expect a mad Australian to jump over the rope and sit in it. That no one expects people to do
jump
it.
Over the rope and say, "I'm the king." I mean,
Rollo, I had every gallery I went to in England. I honestly, I'm not joking. I had their security come up to me, because this is in 2003, and I'd been in heavy. I'd worked for heavy security before, so I knew when they came up to me, they weren't just. And they go, "Oh, you know, how are you, man? You know, seen your tat. You know, you got a necklace on. Kiwi, are you?" And they're always asking me questions. And I went, "You think that I'm here up to no good, don't you? I knew they weren't just coming up to be friendly." They were coming up because they absolutely thought I was up to no good. And I'm talking about the Tower of London. I got kicked out.
I got asked
to leave, and I got told you cannot take photos of the jewels. And I said, I don't even think they're the real jewels. I said, these aren't the real jewels. These are just dummies. And they were like, oh, no.
Was it the Scottish Tower that you went in, or was it the
I went to all of them.
I had
security guards come and and I knew they were pros because the fact they came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, that's cool. Yeah, you're from New Zealand." Asked me questions, and I was going, "I'm just looking at a painting. What the fuck are you asking me questions for?" But they thought, this guy is a pro.
He's trying to nick the crown jewels.
It's like I'm telling you, man. The crown that you're listening to.
Love it.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Yeah, you're all coming right, out. Rick, how far already?
Rick and Rollo 52. Rick and Rollo 52 on a strange Sunday. On a strange Sunday, 26th of October 2025. We are talking about our strange... When we go overseas,
authority,
yes, exactly. So when Rick was in the actual, now it was the Tower of, there was a Tower of London.
But not only that, I went into lots of art galleries through London that were all real heavy, they had paintings that were basically before the days of cameras and photos, to tell the public that some battle had happened, they'd have a giant painting of a, you know, charge of the light brigade or whatever. And it's all in a couple of museums. Every time I went there, I had issues with security guards. They came up looking up and pretending to be my friend. I knew that they were, because I've done it myself. That's how you do it. You pretend, you know, you walk up and go, "Hey, man, what are you, enjoying the stuff?" You're actually saying, "What are you here for, really?" Because a lot of people will break.
But they weren't your friend.
They were my friends. They were just nosy security. But they're all military. I guarantee you now, the London museums have real heavy, proper, genuine ex-military.
I never really got that. When I was in London, I had the best time. There were occasionally where I was.
Rollo, you jumped over and sat on the throne.
Rollo, technically,
you should be the King of England right now. Lord Rollo, King Rollo.
But they didn't frog march me out. I sat there on that seat and I said how much I was how I deserved to be the King of England. I sat there and said the speeches and all the things that everything. It was hilarious. So for so long. And then the beef eaters, or whatever you want to call them.
They're real heavy. They're terrible.
But they weren't. They weren't heavy. They just came up and they said, would you mind?
I got heavied out of at least two rooms in Fairland. You know, because I wanted to soak in the ambience in the room that King Henry VIII, allegedly executed his ex-wife, Anne Boleyn. I was in Anne Boleyn, the room she was in, in that same room.
Yeah.
Same room. And because I was sitting there, I was going, fuck me. This is me going, oh my God, this is really amazing. I'm ambient. And all the tour guide had walked out, and I was there by myself, and I was roaming around like this, soaking in the ambience. And I know for a fact this guy was heavyweight. He came up to me and goes, you got to go. And I went, I just want to, soak in the ambience. And he goes, you got to go. And he almost pushed me out of the place. I had that happen at least four or five times in England. They thought I was up to no good.
Yep. Oh, I love it. Oh, at least you have a good time. Rick, when you go on tour, right, it's one of the most boring thing is, like, when you go to, like, my wife is about to go to Spain, right?
Is she?
She is about to go to Spain.
Rollo, my ex has been to Africa, Sicily, Italy, and huge amount of time in what's the country that had the war with
Poland?
Yugoslavia.
Yeah,
she's just done a 6 weeks holiday over there. How come the person that actually should be going out and doing these holidays and checking out all the old castles and that, I've been unable to do that. So Christy's going to Spain. Now, I'm telling you, Rollo.
She's got the biggest holiday with her sister.
Yep. Guaranteed.
Yep.
How come we don't get to do these amazing things? Rick and Rollo, live in Spain.
I find them boring. I would prefer to be here in my little.
Yes, look, Rollo, can I just tell you, I love being at home. And someone says, oh, no, you're amazing. This. To be honest, getting on planes. Or traveling, isn't it just nice to be at home? And you've got a bottle shop.
Now, you listen, Rick.
Yes.
Every time I've been overseas and some of the best
South America.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, all of that. I've always sort of home.
Yeah.
And now I'm home.
There's no place like home. That's why
talking to you on a
Rick.
On a Sunday night, just freely.
There's no place like home.
Yeah, there's no place like home. I swear to God.
It's true. It's true. I'm looking out at my lawn and it's been mowed.
Like yeah, my lawn is. I've got the new Ryobi that's fucking smashing those fucking weeds.
Yep.
It keeps my lawn like exactly the way it is.
Why it should be.
That's exactly. Nice and I'm easy. Living inside of my house. I can talk at the top of my voice.
I can talk like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, Rick. Do you know yes. I live exactly the way I want?
Yes, I'm so right.
I have a little bitch, but she's at my wife's place tonight.
Oh, is
my
she
little
is?
Bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
Roses,
because she knew that I was going to raise my voice tonight. And when I raise my voice, Rick, you know it. Who raised their voice?
And anyone that's been in the same room as you when you raise your voice. I mean, look, Roller, I'm going to be honest here. I've got a loud voice. But your voice, you make me sound like,
hey, everybody, Kermit the Frog here.
Hello, yeah, Kermit.
Very cool.
Hey, well, this is Malcolm McDowell. Yeah, Malcolm, yeah. You know who Malcolm McDowell is? He's got a great voice.
Ooh. Interesting.
Or, Orson Welles, or a fucking who's got the best, the holiest of thou voices?
I think Orson Welles and Chuck Heston had great voices. And John Laws.
I loved John Laws. John Laws, I must admit. He gave me.
Rollo.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
I honestly, I really do appreciate the time that I. It was really, Norman. Everyone said Norman was in him was the. Was the thing that they remember, no. But I always remember being
Norman. Anyway, before we go, I listened to John Stanley. Look, honestly, the only show
John Stanley,
Well, he interviewed what's the name? The wife of one of the biggest trolls in radio back in the day. He died of brain cancer. Right. What's his name? He used to listen to the show. Fantastic. The talkback. Marcella, the wife of what's his name? That was that he died. He had a brain cancer. Yeah. Marcella. Her name's Marcella. He interviewed her the other night on Thursday night.
All right.
The guy that used to argue the most on Talkback Radio on 2UE. What's his name?
On 2UE.
You know who I'm talking about. So, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
All right, hold on. I'll go through the 2UE. Stan Zamanic. So I remember.
Marcella Zamanic. So Stan Zamanic's wife was interviewed.
He's awesome. I love that guy.
Well, he was a total made up. He made his personality up. He was John Law's producer. So he was actually a producer of John Law's show. And then he created this personality of basically the same as those American talkback hosts that everyone hates, you know, that American guy that was apparently played by, what's his name, from The Door, Jim Morrison.
You're telling the story, man.
Well, it's a big.
I used to listen to Stan Zamanic. I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a pizza delivery man, I used to listen.
Everyone
Stan Zamanic was practice.
Everyone listened to those shows.
It was the funnest thing you'd ever want to hear on radio.
That's the proper English word.
Yeah, I'd have it blaring on my radio going, yeah, it's going, you dig it, you boof it. Bugger!
You fucking buffet.
Everyone listened to that show back in the
1990s. It was the biggest show.
When you say this shit to me, Rick, you're upsetting me because it reminds me of my young years. Remember when I was dying in, my son, in those young years?
Yeah.
You remember when... Mark Hunter, M-A-R-C, Hunter, you know, in those young years.
Kiwi music legend. Kiwi.
Yeah, he was a Kiwi music legend because Mark Hunter. Used to work in my very, my oh, very my first job. Young years. Exactly. Yeah. My very first job was working in a very smoky, 101.3 Bob FM radio station. Yeah, I fucking loved it. I loved it, and listening to, you know, our you know, bands like Dragon, when fucking Mark Hunter,
yeah,
you know, when he's fucking he comes through with it
as a conspiracy theorist. Very interesting. You know, their first biggest hit, which was April Sun in Cuba. Have a listen to the
lyrics. Oh, yes. I can play that easily. Where's my guitar? See, my guitar's been stolen.
Oh, dear.
I can play that. It's such an easy chord to play. So a G-part progression. Ready? Yeah. So it's a G-part progression. It's one of the most easiest things you could ever play on a guitar.
Well, huge hit over here in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Huge hit. But listen to
it's the first thing. If you want to play guitar, that's how you fucking learn to play it. It's G down the and it's so fucking easy to play, and you just go back up and down, and bang, you sing the song. He's a fucking legend, and he was so goddamn gorgeous. He was a fucking beautiful, big guy,
and he had Mark Hunter had charisma.
Yeah. If he did not have charisma, he had everything. He was so goddamn
and an awesome voice. Awesome voice. You know, from the song Rain.
Give me a sec.
That's all right. But we're talking about Rain, that song Rain by the Dragon. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Actually, Rollo, we will go soon. Are you still there? Roll it.
No. I got a phone call from an old friend.
Call him back, but I'm telling you, we'll go out with it's called
Soul. You've had enough, have you?
Yeah, I think we probably should. Soul Wax.
No way. I've got plenty more to talk about. I mean,
we'll hurry up and talk about it.
We were talking about Nick Case last week. Remember, I didn't know that he lost. Yeah, Nick Coppola.
Nicholas Coppola.
So the thing is, I never realized he won an Oscar for the best actor.
For what?
For the movie. It was called Leaving Las Vegas.
And deservingly so. He did a really good job.
I think so too. Yeah, it was.
He played an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to suggest we leave because we've done.
All right.
And you've already done a great show. And so it's only going to go worse after this. So all we're going to leave with the song by, actually, I'll tell you the name.
No, it's got to be, it's my show. Should go with my song.
No.
Well, you go your song and then
you
I'll say.
Your song. Okay. Well
my song is going to be,
What? Better be good. You sound like a cat with a tickle.
I can't think of the song I want to go with. Sorry, Rick. Yours is better. What is it?
It's called Solwax Run Free. Great band from Belgium.
Explain why we're going out with that.
Well, because I listened to it yesterday when I was doing the Bay Walk, and I thought, that's really cool. But, I'm hazard a guess here, it's not that good that you're going to be the greatest band ever. But it's a really good electronics, kind of pop, electronic pop band from Belgium. They've been around since 1999, so they're not new. But a great song, and I thought it was really cool. So, you know, and I love introducing newish or new music to the Rick and Rollo shows. Be told, 100%. Give your friend Rollo. Give your friend a ring back. Give him a call back.
I'll give him a ring back. But I'll afterwards. I know that Velocet's going to have a bit of fun with this. I want to go out with this Friday night. Justin Trudeau name? Katy Perry. Yeah, they're having a little sexy time. So I know we'll go with yours first.
Well, no, we're going to go with mine. Please, we don't want to know anything about Justin Trudeau and his sex life.
No, we do. It's not,
Well, you might do.
He's out there ramming.
The bee song that that song about the standing on a bee by Johnny Depp's wife.
Oh, Johnny Depp's wife. Now she was beautiful.
Amber Heard.
Yes, that's right. I know that you always had a.
You're listening to.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
In here right now.
Rollo. The 52nd episode of Rick and Rollo.
We're in the after show.
I need to go, Rollo. I need to go and do things. Episode number
52.
Ring your friend back. I've already told you it's soul wax.
I'll ring my friend back.
Yep. All right, dude.
Do you want me to put him on air?
No, please. Rollo, no. I'm going to go, Rollo. I've got things to do, so I'll chat to you next week. Next Saturday night.
I tell you, Nick Hayes is in my dreams.
Good on Nick Cage.
And I'm sure he's happy about that. Why have I got all this stuff written down here? Like, 7th string, I stand up against her. MasterCard, the Jonas Brothers. How about we go out with the Jonas Brothers?
We're not playing the Jonas Brothers. Rollo,
let's play the Jonas Brothers. Let's do that. Let's do that for fun. I just hung up on me. Jonas Brothers, we can't. That is.
Sorry, Rollo. Sorry, I actually pressed the wrong button.
No,
Rollo,
no, no, got,
look, Rollo, I've got to go, man.
Yes.
No, we're not playing jazz. No, we're playing that song that I suggested before. We're not playing.
Yeah, the song you suggested was. Now let's go back to my notes here. Here we go. I can't.
No.
Brothers. All right.
I'll tell you, it's called Soul Wax Run Free. Great song. You know, Rollo, I'm off, man. I'm telling you, I'm going. So,
my friend. Catch up on a Sunday night, like Rick and Rollo 52.
We can do
Sunday
it
night on the 26th of October 2025.
Soul
Wax. I would prefer to go out with the Jonas
shut
Brothers.
Up. Rollo, We're going. All right, Rollo, 1, 2, 3. I'm going, and I'll speak to you next week.
Out. Bye.
Over now.
Bye.
Fall down, it's confusing.